Welcome to FTR on the Go. Striving to enhance market intelligence for transportation professionals and designed to keep busy executives like you up to date with the latest market information.
Hello and welcome to the latest from our FTR on the Go series. I'm Jonathan Starks, Chief Operating Officer at FTR, and I'm sharing with you some of the latest commentary from the Trans Forecast Service brought to you by FTR and TruckStop.com. This week's commentary looks at spot rates. Are they getting better? And is there a potential employment boom? Spot rates, we looked at broker-posted rates, excluding fuel surcharges. They were very stable during the first 4 months of 2016. However, we saw some deterioration from week 18 until week 25. That two-month stretch saw a reduction in spot rates of nearly 10 cents versus what happened last year and also versus the five-year average of rates. Thankfully, the last 5 or 6 weeks have seen the market move back towards better comparisons. Rates are still below both last year and the five-year average, but they are moving back towards equilibrium with both. So what's causing this recent improvement? Well, load availability started showing better conditions starting around Memorial Day, and that has persisted until now. Truck availability, on the other hand, has been moving in the opposite direction, with slightly less trucks on the TruckStop.com load board, especially over the last 5 or 6 weeks. Capacity is clearly being slowly culled from the system, and that is helping to stabilize the market. The Market Demand Index, or MDI, is highlighting this with the overall MDI nearly even with the five-year average and above the 2015 number. And I hope you did not miss the recent employment boom. Now, you likely didn't miss this news, but the employment report for July was very strong. It showed a gain of 255,000 jobs, and this was after a gain of 292,000 in June. Now, smoothing the numbers gives a better indication of how the economy is moving, and the three-month average is a gain of 190,000 jobs. Still, that's a good number, though not as strong as the prior 2 months. Goods-producing employment has seen positive gains for two straight months, and that's a first for 2016, although the gains are still quite small. Now, this is a better indicator for freight markets since it more closely relates to demand for transported goods. In addition, wages for workers are rising at the best rate we've seen since the recession, about 2.5% growth year over year. It's nowhere near the requirements to get a booming economy. For that, we would look to see growth of about 3 or 4%, but it's rising at a pace that should keep this economic recovery going. To find out more about TransForecast, please go to TransForecast.com, TRANS, the number 4, CAST.com. You will get this and other FTR commentary each week, along with spot market indicators for load and truck availability and market rates.
If you enjoy FTR on the Go, we recommend that you subscribe to it on iTunes or Stitcher and to share this with your colleagues. To find the latest analysis from FTR or see how our services can help you make smarter decisions, please go to FTRintel.com. FTR, your transportation intelligence experts.